before I put it this way, do people around Alabama ever use the term flat in connection to
flat?
Or is that a term that's maybe more common in the North?
I was about to say that the term flat is more of Northern use.
What about the term row house? Are you ever
Oh boy, when I lived in Washington, I would have had a fit to have lived in a row house.
What,
we bought a house there and we wanted a separate place. But I did not want a row house.
Now, that's a term I don't know anything about. Can you explain
what
a row house is to me?
Well, it's houses connected to each other.
Oh, houses?
Houses connected to each other. And I'm not going to...
I've never seen one of them.
Oh, boy, it's just like a row of houses.
They don't have any in Montgomery, do they?
I don't believe they do. Mm-hmm. I don't believe they do. But my husband and I, my first husband and I, were getting ready to buy a home. And I would not put a dime in a part of somebody else's wall. Just saying, I'm buying the other half as a part of my house. I couldn't see how they could charge for that.
Are there any distinctive kinds of apartments in Montgomery that you wouldn't find anywhere else, you think?
I don't know, because, like I said, most of my friends and relations have always been in houses.
Now, the man who say, maybe around most apartment buildings, they have a man who does certain minor plumbing and electrical repairs. What would he be usually called?
The apartment manager.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, what kind of equipment would you use to take care of your car? Your yard and your garden. What kinds of equipment would you?
Well, as you mind him taking care of. you would need a hoe, a rake, a hose. And
what about to cut your grass?
You need a lawnmower.
And what kind do you have?
An electric one. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's not electric either. It's motorized.
Is it gas powered?
It's gas. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever, when you were a girl, maybe did your father ever have the kind that was not motor powered?
Right.
What did you call that?
We called it a lawnmower too.
Do you ever call it a push mower? Just lawnmower?
No, we just called it a lawnmower. Mm-hmm.
You have a special name for riding lawnmower? You just call it that? Or?
Yeah, I can't afford it myself.
You're like, us never had a yard big enough right. for a riding lawnmower.
I'm telling you, this is what I would have loved to have had, mm-hmm. is a long riding mower. Mm-hmm. Because I don't eat like my yard in its condition as it is now. Mm-hmm. And things that I get angered about. I hate to get angered about it because I would do it myself, but I'm not going to push anybody's mind.
Now, what do you call the kind of thing, the gas-powered thing that you might use? Say you want to have a small garden in your backyard that you might use to break the ground with you.
A tiller? Mm-hmm. Is it?
Yeah.
I have some garden vegetable packets. Mm-hmm. Of seeds that I have had for 2 years. Oh, I was going to build this garden. I was going to have all of these tomatoes because they're so high in the store. Mm-hmm. And I like them, you know, to serve. I don't like them myself mm-hmm. that much. And I love cucumbers. Mm-hmm. And I was going to have a patch of cucumbers. Mm-hmm. And I was going to have some onions. Mm-hmm. And I was going to have some beans. Mm-hmm. And some potatoes. And mm-hmm. everything. And these green beans and something else, because you know, a lot of my friends and relations are talking about my garden this and my garden there. And I'll tell you, I haven't looked at them since I bought them. I'll tell you, because actually I have rationalized with myself that I really don't have a good enough spot, you know, for the sunlight to shine. So.
Did you ever use the kind of thing to dig with, got three prongs on it, and you
Right, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what